Anyways, what else to tell you about? Kind of an ugly scene up at the NHL Four Nations face-off in Montreal. The Canadian audience there booed the USA national anthem. Plenty more rivalry it was ugly. Even by hockey standards, it was a little ugly. But USA did come up victorious over Finland. Brothers Matthew and Brady Tkachuk scored 2 goals apiece to lead Team USA past Finland by a score of 6-1. The inaugural Four Nations face-off includes Canada, Sweden, the United States, and Finland. Those teams are meeting in a round-robin format. And I believe it's the USA and Canada tonight. Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid playing for the Americans. That game gets underway at 8 o'clock from the Bell Center in Montreal. The New York Jets told quarterback Aaron Rodgers they plan to drop him from the roster. The 41-year-old is expected to be a post-June 1st roster cut that will allow the Jets to split the $49 million salary cap between the 2025 and 2026 seasons. The San Diego Padres agreed to a 4-year, $55 million deal with free agent pitcher Nick Pivetta. Pivetta will receive a $3 million signing bonus and a $1 million salary in 2025. In college basketball action at this hour, Pitt Panthers taking on the Miami Hurricanes. Right now, Pitt leading that game 66-58 with about 2 minutes to go in the second half. Carnegie Mellon split 2 games with the University of Chicago. The men's team lost by a score of 82-68. Carnegie Mellon women defeated Chicago last night by a score of 60-57. Both teams back in action on Sunday when they take on Wash U. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Rain for the rest of the afternoon. There is a flood watch out for the entire Radio 9 listening area, up to a half inch to an inch of rain possible today and into tonight. Overnight, low of 41 with more rain likely. Rain shower Sunday, then rain mixed with snow will be 54 in the morning. Temperature dropping to around 34 in the afternoon. Snow shower Sunday night with a low of 21. Monday is President's Day. Blowing and drifting snow possible. Mostly cloudy, high 27. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 24. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 32 in Washington County, 37 in Beaver County. It's 35 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 37 at WRCT. With new music from Jack White. Take us to news time on Radio 9. Thank you, Jack White. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
One of the things that disturbs me the most is that we don't necessarily even know how some of these espionage attacks that have infiltrated our systems have happened. We don't know how to stop them yet.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says America's digital landscape is under attack. Yet DHS has put on leave all its workers assigned to secure elections from disinformation and foreign interference. Experts say gutting the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency puts state and local elections at risk. Jurisdictions that rely on federal help with cyber attacks and physical security for election workers. Confirmation hearings for Education Secretary nominee Linda McMahon began Thursday. The former World Wrestling Entertainment executive aims to dismantle the department she wants to lead. Carrie Rodriguez with the National Parents Union warns undermining public school systems would weaken the nation's workforce and especially harm students with disabilities.
These are basic, essential safeguards that ensure every single child, no matter what zip code they have, has access to the education they deserve. And that is something we're going to be playing with.
Only Congress can close a federal department, but President Donald Trump has already directed agencies to find ways tax dollars can better support private and religious schools. Meanwhile, vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been sworn in as the newest Secretary of Health and Human Services. Trump has also fired officials who investigate government wrongdoing and protect whistleblowers. The head of the Office of Government Ethics and chairwoman of the Federal Labor Relations Authority were let go this week. The Republican Trump appointed as interim Manhattan U.S. attorney quit rather than drop a corruption case against New York Mayor Eric Adams. The White House says the prosecution was ended so Adams could help battle illegal immigration. The Denver Public School System is the first to sue the administration over sending immigration agents into schools. Superintendent Alex Marrero says pointless raids have already prevented buses from picking up students.
You're not going to find these criminals, these gang leaders, and these rapists that we've hear that is the target sitting crisscross applesauce on the colorful rug.
The White House insists the aggressive steps are necessary. The Congressional Black Caucus has reintroduced a bill to study reparations for slavery and racism. But this comes as federal agencies ban activities related to Black History Month. Congresswoman Summer Lee of Pennsylvania says America can't ignore its history.
Our government, no matter who is in power, has an obligation to right these wrongs, to provide reparations for descendants of enslaved Africans, to eliminate the racial wealth gap, to uplift the Black community.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jan Lemming and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Skeletons in the Closet. Tonight, another segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airways,
Jay Thurber. The name of the place is I Like It Like That. You take Sally, I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
says I like it like that. Now come on,
come on, let me show you where to hide.
Place, and I like it when you are listening. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Super Solid Gold Saturday. I'm Jay Thurber. 412-385-7450. Here's Steely Dan. Daddy G just passed away. I don't know that it's the same Daddy G mentioned in the song, but Gene Barge, the saxophone player known as Daddy G, has just died. He was 98 years old, born in Norfolk, Virginia in 1926, and died just about a week and a half ago in Chicago. Famous saxophone player, heard on all kinds of records, rock and roll and rhythm and blues records from Chess and Checker and all those great labels back in the day.
Jay Thurber.
Well, we take requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. And we had one from Ian, I believe. Was it Ian or John? Hang on a second. Let me look at here. Look at. Ian wanted to hear the Beach Boys, and he wants to send it out to Moira. Request and dedication time from Ian to Moira. It's the Beach Boys and God Only Knows. So much for listening to Radio 9.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it.
Yeah.
February 24th at the First United Methodist Church of Irwin. That's at 310 Oak Street in Irwin, beginning at 10 a.m. Go to redcrossblood.org to get more information.
Watch for the Bloodmobile and give so that others may live.
Daddy G's on Radio 9. And this is Gary U.S. Bonds. We're going to check your forecast next, and then more new music, so stay tuned to Radio 9.
I was dancing all alone.
memory of the late, great Daddy G on Radio 9. 2:24 Chime Time. New music from the Wombats coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Architectural historian and East Liberty Historical Society board member Justin Greenewald will show how restoring the house next door using materials salvaged from historic buildings increases pride of ownership in the entire neighborhood. His recent restoration included a window from the demolished Shady Avenue Cumberland Presbyterian Church. Talk is free to the public. That is Wednesday, March 12th at 7 o'clock at the Parish Hall of Calvary Episcopal Church, 315 Shady Avenue in Shadyside. And let me see here. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote phone recordings. More information to reprocess audio or video available at remastermedia.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And Ralph the dog is in the studio here with me today.
Hello.
How are you doing so far today, Ralph?
So they can eliminate noise and annoying sounds from the radio.
Yes, Remaster Media, they can do that.
Have they ever tried running it on your show?
Weather break, go, go!
They did, Ralph, and what they found out was it was all music and no disc jockey. Rain likely this afternoon with a high of 42. Rain overnight and a low of 41. Sunday, rain mixed with snow showers. Temperatures 54 in the morning, falling to around 34 in the afternoon. Will be windy and breezy. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles an hour on Sunday. There is also a flood watch out for the entire listening area. We are looking at up to an inch to maybe 2 inches of rain over the next 24 to 48 hours. President's Day is Monday, blowing snow, mostly cloudy, high near 27, partly sunny Tuesday, high of 24. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 32 in Washington County, it's 38 in Beaver County. 36 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 37 degrees at WRCT.
Summer sun making summer sweat. Sunflowers on your sundress.
I won't surrender.
Sorry, I'm late.
music. From the Wombats here on Radio 9. I've got wombats in my brain. Did you know that they poop cubes? It's true. It's true. That's my understanding is that they poop like little square cubes. Incidentally, Al Riley, there was a thing on social media this morning that I shared. Don't forget, you can find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. User on Threads says, when my son was little, he asked me where poo came from. This is a user on Threads. He says, when my son was little, he asked me where poo came from. So I went through this awkwardly disgusting story explaining the process, and he looked at me confused with his lips quivering and said, and how about Tigger? 2:30 p.m. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say, you're gonna be me in every way. Honey, I got the notion, you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me have got something that's real.
Come out 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Don't forget to check out the website. I've been posting cartoons at jaythurbershow.com. Here's Andy Kim on Radio 9. Have a great Saturday afternoon, everybody.
Ain't it good? Ain't it right that you are with me here tonight? Music playing, our body swaying in time. Touching you, so warm and tender. Lord, I feel such a sweet surrender. Beautiful is the dream that makes you mine. Don't you know that I have never been loved like this?
couldn't get my car started, laid off from my job, and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it. Come on, since my baby parted, come on. I can't get started, come on. I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I lay awake thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Come on. Stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Everything is wrong since I last saw you, baby. I really want to see you, and I don't mean maybe. I'm doing everything trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey, and you belong to me, so come on.
Chuck Berry and Martha Berry on Radio 9. Captain Jack just called to ask me about my back. Much better, thank you. A lot of people check in with me. Hurt my back last week and ended up doing the show from home. Next week's show will only be on Tube City Online Radio. WRCT will be doing Massive Music Weekend. So you're going to want to listen to Massive Music Weekend as much as you can on 88.3. But the Radio 9 show will only be on Tube City Online Radio. And Jack points out that Sidney Crosby, and this was confusing the way it was written, because I was like, Sidney Crosby doesn't play for Team USA. They have it written backwards here, the Wire report that I picked up. Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid are playing for Team Canada, and the Americans are facing them, which is how they have it written opposite. Whatever. But anyways, that is tonight at 8 o'clock, I believe, from the Bell Center in Team USA versus Team Canada with Sid the Kid and Connor McDavid on Team Canada. And Captain Jack excited because the Pitt men's basketball team beat Miami 74-65. Someone else checking in with me on Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show to tell me how wombats, why is their feces cube-shaped? Apparently, it's the shape of their intestines. When wombats use the bathroom, their feces are cube-shaped. I didn't know that. I assumed it was just because they ate six square meals a day. Off the album Beatles for Sale, here's John Paul, George, and Ringo on Radio 9.
Look what you're doing.
Should it be so much to ask of you what you do? Detroit, the heart in your soul.
Music, 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 music.
Time 35 degrees with the sound of Ricky Nelson.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, but no one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Thank you. songs. Thought that's why they came. No one heard the music. We didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky tonk. Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring in a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Party. That's Ricky Nelson on Radio 9. More music after these messages.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Audience, can you guess that tune?
All right, if you can, stop that tune. We're here to play a big game with you today. We're going to play music, and if you know it, you'll push a buzzy.
Okay, here's our first contestant to run both lengths of the studio, up and then back. Are you ready, ma'am?
Yes,
Got
I'm ready to go.
Your sneakers on there?
You betcha.
Okay,
all righty.
When you hear the bell ring, go.
All right.
And here we go.
And I'm off.
Oh, there she is. She's off. Be careful, though. What a wonderful lady guest. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Now back. Hurry. Ring the bell. There you are. All right. What was the name of that song?
What
was the name of the song?
That's
the whole object of the game, man. You don't just run back
but
and
I
forth.
But I thought I just, if I ran up and
no,
back
no, no,
and hit the bell within a certain length of time.
No, you have to do that before.
Well, I couldn't listen to the music and run, too.
All right, do you want to try again, or are you pooped?
I'm awfully pooped, but well, I'll try it again.
All right, here we go. When you hear the bell sound, start out and listen to the music this time. Here we go. Okay, pay attention now. Don't forget the tune this time. That's the big thing. I'll back. Now ring the bell and come back. Come on. Okay. Well, now you look as if you know the answer.
T for two.
T for two is right, and you win the chance now to
go on to our next
big money.
Clayton Budd, I'm sorry, but I think the song is wrong. We're checking with the judges now.
Well, I'm sure that was T for two.
A baby orchid flown in from Hawaii for her. Good luck.
Oh, they're telling me it wasn't T for two. I'm sorry, ma'am. It was my mistake. I was sure it
was. What do I get?
A baby orchid flown in from Hawaii.
A baby orchid flown in from Hawaii.
That's right.
After I run up and down the length of this stage and make a fool out of myself.
That's right. That's your prize, and thank you very much for being with us here today and trying to discover what the tune is.
My word. Where do I go now?
Right over there. And be sure you join us next week to play What the Tune Is on this program.
Radio 9. Mixing it up just for you.
Music, that's what we call it every Saturday afternoon. Reach I'm Jay Thurber. Find me at jaythurbershow.com. Or check in with me every Saturday afternoon at noon. Sports are next. Here are the Sensations. Over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies for smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Team USA defeated Finland in the first game of the Four Nations face-off hockey tournament. Final score for the Americans, 6-1. It's Team USA versus Team Canada tonight in Montreal at the Bell Center. That game faces off at 8 o'clock. New York Jets told quarterback Aaron Rodgers they plan to drop him from the roster. The 41-year-old is expected to be a post-June 1st roster cut. The San Diego Padres have agreed to a 4-year, $55 million deal with free agent pitcher Nick Pivetta. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers men's team defeated the Miami Hurricanes today by a score of 74-65. Women's team hosting the Virginia Cavaliers tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Carnegie Mellon split two games with the University of Chicago. The men defeated Chicago 60-57. No, excuse me. The women defeated Chicago 60-57. The men's team lost at Chicago 82-68. Both teams back in action when they take on Wash U at home on Sunday afternoon. Okay? All right.
Steel City weather.
Rain likely for most of the listening area. Could be heavy at times. Looking for up to an inch of rain, and there is a flood watch out for the vicinity. 42 degrees for your high this afternoon. 41 for your low overnight. On Sunday, temperatures 54 in the morning, falling to 34 in the afternoon with snow showers possible. Snow showers Sunday night. Low of 21. Monday is President's Day. Mostly cloudy with a high near 27. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it is 32 in Washington County, 36 6 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. 37 at WRCT. With new music from the Kooks to wind down this program. Time we have for this week.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Until next time, I'm Jay Thurber. Next week's show will only be on the internet at Tube City Online Radio, so you'll have to tune in there. Till next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website, where we post cartoons from time to time at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy coming up next on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
Smile that says hello, it's good.